Hello, Florence, my dear. How are you today? This is Tuesday, the 18th of February, and believe it or not, half of February has already gone by. How time does fly. It's over a month ago that I've been back. Time is really going by fast. This is in the middle of the Tet season, Tet holiday season, and we are not too active out here right now in the headquarters, since all of the Vietnamese take 4 days off, and the 4 days means that they do nothing but eat and visit and offer each other drinks. Vietnamese don't drink very much, but this is the one time of year that everybody's entitled to get rip-snorting drunk if they wish. They have a quaint and unique social system. The first day of Tet, all of the people seem to stay home and visit with one another, the immediate family. The sons and daughters come home and visit. Then the next 2 or 3 days, I guess they just visit each other, go out and visit. This first day, mostly they visit their ancestors and the tombs. They paint them all up. They paint their houses. They clean everything up and spruce it up for Tet. They pay all their bills and collect all their debts that they can. And everyone seems to be in a real frame of mind to do nothing but think of happiness with family and ancestors. This starts what they call the lunar calendar year. I think I've told you in the last tape that this is the year of the rooster. I have a beautiful Tet card that Mr. Latom, the interpreter, Mr. Burke has given me of a rooster. I'll send it home with some other cards that I got so you can see what their Tet cards are like. I got a whole lot of them this year, about 20, and they're really pretty. But the Vietnamese have this quaint habit of visiting each other, one another, and they have their best friends come to their house for dinners. And I went to two dinners yesterday and one dinner the day before. And it's quite unique. I don't imagine you would be too taken by it. They're quite primitive. My friends are very poor in this war, although the one I had dinner with, Mr. Va Tu, had come from a very wealthy family. His father was a wealthy landowner, and he was brought up as a only son, wealthy son, and he has a very difficult time making ends meet since he's got 8 kids. But they live on dirt floors and they're very poor. But the two that I had dinner with yesterday are really poor. They've been brought up in poverty, and Mr. Va Tu hasn't. My Vietnamese language teacher had me and Dr. Marge Nelson, the Quaker, and another Quaker man to his house for dinner. We just had rice cakes and cookie sticks and Coca-Cola. But at the rich man's house, we had duck and chicken and beef and many salads, many greens. Usually, if a person is going to get diarrhea, he gets it from the greens. But I've eaten the three meals and I got no diarrhea. So I guess I'm getting acclimated. But very beautiful Tet this year, and everyone was happy. And the boss got home today, and real fine. Gee, everything's just working good today. And the surprising thing tonight, he said, "Carl, I want to put in for the next highest grade for you." He said, "I talked to Ed Boston, and he's going to send me the forms." Well, I got the forms the other day. I said, "Well, the forms came in." He said, "Well, let's put in for that right away." So tomorrow, I'm going to write up my recommendation for a next highest rating or an advancement. And I expect I'll get it. I'm also going to put in for a year's language school. And I don't know whether I'll get that or not. But he said he thought I stood a good chance of getting it. If I get it, we'll go back to Washington and live for a year while I study Vietnamese. And let's see what else good is happening to me. Everything seems to be going real good. For a long time without any action, and it didn't bother me because I knew when the time came I'd make my way to the right place. But the only thing is I've put on the old weight I used to have. I seem to be slugging right along with her without much problem. So I expect that before too long I'll start playing tennis and losing some weight again. But I feel real good. I haven't had any dizzy spells, and I woke up this morning at 4 o'clock and jumped up and started studying my language, and went through the day working. Since there's not many people there, the Vietnamese are not there, so I have to there isn't anything to do after I cleaned up some papers and answered a message or two and some routine business. But it's been real pleasant here, this Tet. It's nice. It was warm today, the hottest it's been for a long time, but not too bad. And I think that the heat will start in a month or two, and it'll be pretty warm, but I think we're going to be in good shape. Bye.